Hi, I'm Kathleen Maxwell-Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, I'd like for you to consider becoming a patron. Your donation keeps them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever your heart desires. And I do want to give a shout out to my monthly donors for this month: Mary Mitchell Stein, Kala Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder. And I also want to give a special thanks to Joanne English. We now have listeners in over 19 countries, so I really appreciate their support. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him and share His Word. I want people's hearts to be changed, healed, encouraged, set free, and strengthened as they listen. So I've chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it. And yet, I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoy today's message, click the button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. And click the button that says follow, and that way you'll get immediate updates every time I upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening, and you can always contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. And remember, God wants to be a part of your everyday life. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me today with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Our lesson is going to be titled, Letting Go of Our Plans for His. So let's pray. Father, I just commit this time to You and just give You, Lord, everything that concerns us. And I ask that You take every thought captive, that we can focus on You and what You have to say, and just speak through me. Lord, You know those that are listening. You know those that just need a word of encouragement and need the next step to take to move forward in their life. And so just use me, Father, and we just thank You for the great things You're going to do as we let go of our plans for Yours. In Jesus' name. The topic that I've chosen is one that I've had a lot of experience with. And, you know, letting go is a part of life, and it's necessary. It's good. And yet it's also challenging, as we're oftentimes forced into the process unexpectedly. Letting go is a time of saying goodbye and get rid of stuff that we just don't need. It's where our plans, our disappointments, our dreams, and life collide with our trust and faith in God. And in those times, we have to really just look and see what it is that God's wanting to speak to us and help us with. Many of us have plans beginning in 2020. As this year began, we had things on our calendar that we were looking forward to. For some people, it was maybe your child was graduating from high school or college, and this is a huge milestone in their life and in yours too. We have end-of-school events, and we have trips planned, weddings planned. I had a dear friend whose daughter had been planning this wedding for well over a year, year and a half, and it had to be postponed. We've had job and financial goals that we thought, man, 2020's the year. This is when it's going to happen. And all of a sudden, things changed due to the pandemic. Maybe the birth of a new baby or grandbaby. And all of a sudden with the pandemic, you know, your plans and your birth plan and your opportunity as a mom to be with your daughter or whatever, that suddenly changed just due to the COVID-19. As I've pondered my own life and things that changed, and as I've asked God to help me see Him from His perspective, I have felt Him say that we are in a season of letting go. Sometimes it's just so easy to hang on to our plans, our dreams, our plans of what we think things ought to be, because we often don't know in this time period, if we let go, what we're really exchanging it for. And it's in this time that I think we have such an opportunity to partner with God, trusting because He's a good, good Father. I think it's a time, you know, as I asked God about His perspective, I felt Him say this is a season of letting go, that it's a time to let go of the things that didn't work out. It's a time to let go of our old life, a cleaning out time, and a time to let go of unforgiveness and past offenses. It's a trading time of our agenda, of our rights, for lack of a better word, for the plans that He has for us. And as we do that, what I have found in life is what He has in store is so much better. You know, I had a trip, a big trip planned overseas to Malaysia to see my sister who is living there with her family. And I was looking forward to it. I had made plans for months. I'd also been asked to speak in the Philippines. And I was so excited to return to Asia. I really have a heart for Asia. And I was excited to go and, you know, minister to people on the other side of the continent. And, you know, I've had to lay those plans down. My sister and I had to have that difficult conversation that neither one of us wanted to have because it was just a disappointment. But it's just not going to happen this year. And yet I know, in the midst of having to just put that on the side burner, I know that what God has in store for me in the month that I was going to be gone, or the weeks I was going to be gone, is going to be even so much better. And His timing is perfect. You know, I've learned from past experience with disappointments and grief the importance of letting go so that we could move forward into what He has for us. See, when we focus on the disappointments, the negativity, the loss, when we focus on it, it can suck our energy and just suck us dry. And we have to just lay that down at the feet of Jesus. And like I said, what is hard, I think, about letting go is that we don't know what we're getting in exchange. Years ago, when my late husband was battling cancer, I felt like my dreams were going down the drain. And I called a good friend and mentor for help. And I just told her, I said, I feel like all my dreams are being threatened, and I just don't think my heart can take it. You know, and tears were streaming down my face. I was talking to her over the phone as I walked around outside at MD Anderson. And she said to me, she said, Kathleen, your heart will be tethered if you don't start letting go of your dreams and Joe now. And her words were so seasoned with compassion and with love. And my heart was open up to receive them, because I knew she was a great woman of faith, and I knew she loved me. And I knew she was praying for healing for my late husband. And I clutched to my dreams and the things that we had planned for that season. We couldn't wait till our kids were all gone, and the last one was in college, and we were empty nesters, and we had all of these plans, which were suddenly they turned on a dime in the matter of a conversation of, you've got a very rare cancer. And, you know, from that day, everything changed real quick. And so as I struggled with letting go and wrestling with my dreams, I told God exactly how I felt. And I think it's important that we pour our heart out to God, because He understands our grief, our disappointments, our sorrows, and He knows our heart anyway. And there's something about just opening that up and giving it to Him, I think, that can bring us just a great freedom. And as I walked around and prayed, I felt Him speak and just say, Kathleen, if all your dreams die, I'll give you new ones. And I just kind of stopped and I thought, oh, you'll give me new ones. And I didn't exactly know what that meant at that time, but I do now. And, you know, in that moment when the Lord said, I'll give you new dreams, I felt my heart kind of settle down and I took a deep breath and decided to go ahead and let go and trust Him. And I think, you know, when we verbally say something, I think that there's power in our words. And for me, in letting go, I just uttered the simple words, you know, Lord, I choose as an act of my will to say goodbye and let go of the dreams with Joe. And I just commit him and all of those dreams that we had together to you. And, you know, our will is a strong thing. Like, I knew it was the right thing. I knew my friend was telling me the right thing to do, even though I didn't want to do it. And I didn't really feel like doing it, but our will is extremely strong. And just saying those words, I choose as an act of my will, it then lines us up with, I think, the plans and purposes of God. And as I did that, there was a shift, because I was letting go of the things I was clutching and hanging on to so tightly, almost like hanging on to a rope and or hanging on to something, you know, as a child. And yet, as I let go, there was almost just a faith in God and who He was. And the disciples, as I pondered and thought about this, the disciples faced the same challenges we do in letting go. You know, Jesus didn't give them a whole lot of information. He just said, "Follow me." He didn't tell them where they were going, exactly what was going to happen. He didn't give them a trip itinerary. He wanted them to just have the adventure of walking with Him. And I think waking up each day in childlike faith of, what are we going to do today, Jesus? And how is this going to work out? And they had to let go of life as they knew it, their occupations, their plans, their family, for something they had never known. But it was walking with God, God Almighty, in the flesh on a daily basis. And He chose them, just like He chooses you and me, to walk with Him and let go of our plans and purposes for His. You know, Job struggled too with letting go of his family and possessions. And if you read that book, it is, I mean, trials and tribulations all over the place for that man. But in the end, God gave Job so much more than he lost. Job 42:10 says, "The Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before." Job 42:12 says, "The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part." And as we let go and trust God, it brings things into clarity for us. It brings us, I think, to a fresh new plate. It's like a new slate. And there's a new freedom. There's hope. There's new dreams. And there's new life. But most of all, there's closure when we let go. Because letting go is just saying, it's saying goodbye. And sometimes that is such a process. You know, just going to my mother's memorial service and my father's memorial service, there was a closure of just acknowledging their life and that it mattered. And then the days of grieving, you know, began at a different level. And I just want to say, for those of you that have lost loved ones and you haven't even been able to have those services, my heart does go out to you. But I do encourage you to simply go ahead and let go of even that dream for what God might want to do and how He might want to do it in your life. Mary had to let go of her dreams. Mary in the Bible, She and Joseph were engaged. They had this plan. They were so excited. They, you know, had a life before him. And all of a sudden that changed, you know, when the Holy Spirit showed up and told Mary she was pregnant and she had been chosen to carry the Savior. And she had at that point to lay down her plans. And what Mary said was, "Be it unto me according to your word." And, you know, my dreams and life as I knew it did die. However, God gave me new ones and continues to amaze me, just as he did the disciples and I'm sure Job. I can only imagine just the opportunity that they had in walking with the Lord, you know, the disciples every day. And then, you know, for Job, just the joy and the abundant blessings that happened at just a rapid pace. And I look back and just part of my story was losing my husband and my mom and dad all in a relatively short time period. The three people that had known me the longest, loved me the most and the, you know, best. And all of a sudden that was gone. But right as that happened, you know, there was a shift. And 3 years after my husband was gone, I did remarry. And two of my kids announced that they were expecting. And we will celebrate our 8th anniversary in October. And by September of 2020, we will have had 8 grandkids. So life has come to us in abundance. And so it's so cool, I think, as we just let go of the things that we have in mind for us. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And so I love that scripture, and it became one of my favorites during the dark days of grief and just kept me moving forward as I would wake up each day in my grief and my sorrow and just say, "Okay, Lord, what do I need to let go of today? What do you want me to let go of today?" And so I want to ask you, what is he asking you to let go of? Disappointments, your timing, past offenses, dreams, maybe it's a bad habit or a job, and things that you don't need in your life. What are those things that you need to let go of? And I think of letting go too, it's almost like cleaning out a drawer. You clean out drawers in your house, and I've done some of that during the pandemic. You clean out drawers to make space for new things. And so let me just encourage you, dear one, to say goodbye, to let go and exchange whatever it is that you're clutching for the great things that God has to give you. Let's pray. Lord, I just ask that your kindness would just settle over each one listening, that your great love would just come in and fill the dryness of the souls that are listening. And Father, I just pray that the letting go, that, Lord, your word says that you bottle our tears and that you bind up the brokenhearted. And I thank you for that. And I ask that you do that for my friends that are listening from around the world. I ask that you give them new dreams, that you give them new jobs, that you give them new ideas, creative ideas. And that, Father, whatever it is they're letting go of, I pray that as they put a marker, just, Lord, as a gravestone is put on a grave and it's a marker, that marker would become a stepping stone and that each one listening would prosper. Thank you that you're a good, good God. In Jesus' name, amen.